Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Mueller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Mueller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. York reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. York scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult misplays the ball. That's an error on Schult. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayer. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Mayer steals second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Mayer scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Swift moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. York strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbein. Moore reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Outlaw strikes out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lefty West now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller bunts towards the mound. West fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to West covering. Safe. Mueller moves to third. Webb moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.